to me enough is enough. They just wanna hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. We won't let them hurt us. Bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. You won't bring us down. Bring us down. Enough is enough. Enough is enough.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Indie Wrestling Corner with another episode of Under the Ropes. I'm your host, as always, the queen of the indies, Tiffany. And today, it's all about Wrestlers Live. So I had to bring my friend over here, Chris Ruiz. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
I'm good. I'm so excited that we get to sit here and chat. I've been actually wanting to like put you on the podcast too, which is great. So
thank you.
Everybody's important into the indie wrestling world pretty much here. So
absolutely.
But guys, if you're new here, I interview everything independent wrestling, whether it's wrestlers, promoters, referees, backstage. I got you covered. If you guys got questions for Chris, feel free drop it into the chat. I'm sure he'll be more than happy to answer all of your questions. So.
Perfect.
But yeah, let's start off like this, because you and me kind of met, you know, you made my logo for indie talks, which is wild, you know? So how did you get into that?
That was like one of my favorite ones too. I love that one.
Yes. It's so cute. I needed like a refresh for the, you know, the indie talks and everything. And like, I still like my Under the Ropes one. I probably should refresh it. I don't know. Like logos are crazy, right? Like, you know.
Very important here.
So now, how did you get into the whole like graphics world, into like, you know, even like wrestling?
So wrestling goes back to an age range that I can't really remember exactly when. I definitely remember one of my uncles watching old WCW cruiserweights, so that was like a very early kind of core memory. Aside from that, it was like very early Shawn Michaels stuff, like Shawn Michaels, British Bulldog, Bret Hart, like that era.
Mm-hmm. So how did you incorporate, you know, the graphic design with wrestling?
I think it kind of came like out of necessity, because I just wanted to be a little bit more like self-sufficient and like hands-on in my own branding. Because, you know, if you hire somebody to do this stuff, like I'm just the type that I'm going to constantly like bug you for little small updates. And if I can do it myself, then that's even better, you know?
I give you guys a lot of credit, because it's like, I'm lucky I could like do bare minimum here with like, you know, my layouts and, you know, like the graphics and everything like that.
It looks great.
And he said this to me, is that, you know, and I feel it's very important every podcast that I do, like I want to dedicate it to like that person that comes on here. So like I wanted to do a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle kind of theme for Show Vanga Sunday. So, and I tried to do a little green. I love that. So here we are. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, Wrestlers Lab. You know, there might be some fans that tune into this or tune into it later that they might not be as familiar with Wrestlers Lab. So if you give us just a little bit of a rundown, the birth of it.
So we are into our eighth year. So we've been doing this for a solid 7 years, kind of on and off, like not as consistent as I want it to be over that period of time. But the whole idea behind Wrestlers Lab initially was, we started out as these kind of free pre-shows before other established promotions. So what we were doing was, we were every show, it would be like two or three matches. We would make sure that we were bringing in talent from like far and wide, people that were really like hungry for opportunities, who had never wrestled in the New York, New Jersey, you know, tri-state area. So I think at a point, like pretty fast, like we got to a point where we had people, at least like 20 to 25 wrestlers who had never stepped foot in like the state of New York and New Jersey. Which was a really big deal to me. I felt like that was a cool accomplishment to like have that many pins across the United States map, and even one guy from Canada, this wrestler by the name of Ryan Rogan. But yeah, so that, the whole idea is like the experimental nature of it is just to have these sort of new matches, new people, and keep it fresh, like.
Awesome. Oh, let me give some shout outs to the chat. We got Zach, we got Sky. What's going on? Sky says, honestly, wish I could attend the show live in person. Absolutely stacked show. Can't wait to hear all about it.
This guy's the best.
Yes, love it. Love it. Shout out to you. Always supporting us, supporting the indie world and training. I see you doing your thing. I don't know. Maybe you'll work for Chris one day.
Hey, you never know.
You never know what could happen. It's awesome. So for someone that's never seen your product before, what is like a match that you would recommend for them to become like instant fan?
All right, off the top of my head, I'm gonna go with we had a show called Chemical MV. On that show, we did Ziggy Haim versus Big Kalix. So that is, a total like David and Goliath type thing. Ziggy's incredible. Looking forward to having her back very, very soon. But yeah, look up Chemical MV on IWTV, and it's that match, Ziggy and Kalix. And that show was also main evented by MV Young versus Handsome Max Zero. So that was a great one too.
I love that we have that we can watch everything like on IWTV and like people are like, oh, okay, where can I watch this? And it like if it's not on YouTube or something like that, it's like, oh, we can go into the IWTV app and search for this match or search Wrestler's Lab and have the availability over there. So that's awesome. So definitely go check that out. I got so many fan tweets, like I know like we're gonna talk about the card, so we're gonna do that a little bit or whatever, but let's go through like some of these fan tweets. You guys are the MVPs here. We got one from Dave, well, actually two. He says, what's something you're most proud about with Wrestler's Lab?
I would say that introducing, like I was kind of alluding to earlier, just introducing like a pretty big crop of people to our area. And then anytime that I can introduce somebody and then start to see them trickling into neighboring promotions or like neighboring states, and feeling like maybe that had something to do with the fact that they were up here with us. My goal is always for the wrestlers that we bring in to succeed anywhere and anywhere, anywhere and everywhere after working with us. Like, I don't want to hoard talent to ourselves. We're trying to like help them succeed, help them flourish and thrive, you know?
Definitely. So I love seeing that, like with a whole bunch of people, right? That it's like, they start somewhere and then you start seeing them go other places, or maybe they got noticed because of like your promotion or, like move forward. That's the nice thing about the independent world. More love in the chat. Captain Dave, what's going on? MJF Scarf, what's going on? How are you? The next question was, if you could make a dream card, what it would it look like?
Oh gosh. This is gonna be, all right, this is like super, super corny. Every card that we do is a dream card to me, because I feel like every show, being able to do a show is like a privilege and not something that I feel like, like I don't feel owed the ability to do this. So every card that we're able to do and pull off, with the help of the fans and our crew and everybody, is like, that's a dream card to me.
I love that. I love that. That shows that it should be, right? It should be like every show should be a, a dream card for
That's also
everybody.
just kind of like a cop out answer, because I can't like sit here right now and put together a whole,
It's hard, man. Like I'll sit. Zach's in the chat. Like me and Zach will be on the phone for hours, and then we'll be talking about matches that we want to see. But then when somebody is like, "Okay, Tiff, like give me like an eight card,
Well,
matchup that you would like to do," it's hard to like sit there and like,
really
damn,
hard.
like it has to be like, it's got to have a little bit of everything, like.
I don't know if you know him. I'll shout out. His name is Matt. His handle is True Prince of Pro. But he go find him on Twitter, and he's doing incredible dream cards. Like, pretty not all the time, but every time he does, I'm like, whoa, that's really good.
That's
So
all.
it's True Prince of Pro. He's a great dude, great supporter.
There you go. Go give him a follow. The next question is, Show Manga 2 has a really cool TNT style to it. What are some other pop culture, excuse me, ideas that you would work with Wrestler's Lab. Ooh, he's telling you to like dig for some other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, in the early days, like those pre-show days that I was talking about earlier, I did a Pokemon one, so it was like called Catch as Catch 'em All. I did at one point like a Steven Universe reference because I'm big into cartoons. I definitely want to do at some point an Adventure Time reference. But yeah, that's off the top of my head what I can think of right now.
That's awesome. Hi, John in the chat. What's going on? Another fan tweet, actually, John here. He says, other companies you want to double shoot with or lab versus. Ooh, I like this one.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, I think we're overdue for a lab versus Battle Club Pro. There we're like essentially like, you know, brother or sister promotions in a sense. Like we've come up together. So when they're ready to get started again, which I think they just announced a date pretty recently. I can't remember it off the top of my head, but Battle Club Pro is like super important to lab history. So I think we need to intertwine again at some point.
That'd be fun. It's like a versus you would want to do.
Either or, but yeah, Versus would be pretty cool because they have like a very established because they have a school and everything, so they have like their core people, and I feel like Lab has come a long way, and we have our core people, so
Definitely. Ah, so we'll put it out there in the universe. You never know, what could be coming on. All right, let's see. We got a bunch of fan tweets here. So shout out to Good Cop, Bad Cop. I know he'll come into the chat because he's not in here now. So he likes the best of everybody on this podcast. So he said, with Ruiz being an anagram Azuri, the swally leaf word for beautiful. I know I said that wrong. Who is the most beautiful wrestler in the indies?
Oh man, man, it pains me to admit this, but Handsome Mac Zero is just what a man. Like he's what a hunk.
I love it. I like he also put take beautiful to mean handsome, kindness, whatever you want. I love that.
Oh,
So
that's a good one too. Yeah, I like that. I like adding that on.
definitely his second part, because he gave another anagram, because he said at first, like when he saw, he likes to mess with the names, obviously anybody have a come on this podcast, and he's like, I can't with you. And then he came back, I think like 10 minutes later, with one of the questions, and then he came back with another one. So it really wasn't that difficult. So his next one was, with Chris being an anagram of rich, what would you spend your money on first if you won the lottery?
Oh goodness. For wrestling purposes or just in general? Like I definitely get my family a house before I do anything with wrestling, but wrestling wise, I don't know. We gotta get like Bill Nye involved in some way. Like maybe he could like special guest host a show or something.
Oh, I do like a science, like a
Yeah.
laboratory like theme kind of, that'd be kind of cool. Like even
That'd
if it's like
be
to have a lab kind of match, like that'd be kind of fun.
if it's lottery specifically for Wrestler's Lab stuff,
Yes.
I'd buy like a set, you know, like a studio similar to Lucha Underground and just have like a science-based Lucha Underground type thing going on.
Ooh, I'm down for this. Totally. Zach said, because he liked the verses, and he said that he would love to see you versus Fight Life or like collab with Fight Life. He said you could call it Fight Lab.
Ooh, that's good. I like that,
That'd be
man.
kind of fun. That'd be pretty like banger kind of.
Anytime there's a play on words or a pun, I'm just like a sucker for it. So you'll win points with me with that kind of stuff.
I like that. All right, next fan tweet. Shout out to Everything Pro Wrestling. I know he's live right now. Go give him some love. He says, what would be the title of your autobiography? We got like
Oh,
real deep with some of these
yeah,
questions.
right. It would be so corny. Like it would be like the corniest dad joke pun thing ever, and I don't know right now, but I know it would be super corny.
Okay, maybe it'll come to you, like
Yeah.
as we continue on here. Let's see. So we have fan tweet from WWE Master. He gives a funny story or memories of Mr. Grimm. That's his first one.
Nice. So I immediately go to two different moments involving Grimm and his family. So the first moment was from our very first like solo Wrestler's Lab show. It was called Lab Normal. And it was Grimm and Joey Janela in a body bag match in the main event for the championship. Grimm's son decides to get into the ring to sort of defend his father's honor, and hits Joey Janela across the chest with like a forearm, and for his trouble gets booted right in the chest. Like he's like maybe 13 years old at the time or something. Joey Janela boots this kid in the chest. He goes flying to the ground, ends up in a garbage can, getting like just sent on his way into a table. It was just like, and we're just there like, wow, wonderful. We have a 13-year-old getting like sailing across the, Knights of Columbus right now.
That's great. I love that.
It was the most absurd thing that's probably ever happened.
Oh man. Okay, so his other question is memories of the late great Jimmy Rave.
Jimmy was great. Rest in peace. But Jimmy was incredibly humble, incredibly giving. Like he just wanted to help in any way possible. So when he reached out to work with us, it was just like with this sort of, I don't know, like there was no ego, there was nothing. Like there was no like, oh, I have all this experience. Like I want this, I want that. It was just, I'm here to help. I want to be a part of your product and I want to do whatever I can to help you. So it was awesome. To
Wow.
go from like being a fan, like legitimately like going to Ring of Honor shows to watch Jimmy Rave, like facing Homicide for the Ring of Honor World Championship and things like that, and being in that environment to like having him work with us is like was a very surreal, full circle moment.
Definitely. So, rest in peace. It's a great story. Let's see what else we got here. We got so many questions. Okay, another one. This one's from Chris. He says, if you had no budget, what would they book for a main event? Ooh.
So I'm going like celebrity deathmatch style, like Bill Nye versus Beekman. I don't know if anybody remembers Beekman's World, but like it was like another science show that was equally, if not possibly better than the Bill Nye show. So yeah, celebrity deathmatch, Bill Nye and Beekman.
Oh, would we have like a stipulation with that?
Oh man, I mean, it would just be like they could mix up whatever crazy chemicals and stuff. Like by the end of it, they'd have like different color hair and I don't know.
No blowing up the
No, exactly. That's the only rule. Don't blow with Mecca.
No, I'm here for it. Let's see. So, is there any interest in bringing bigger household names in, or are you content booking smaller names and getting people to for exposure?
Yeah, that's always been like the essence of Wrestler's Lab is sort of getting, I mean, don't get me wrong, like I would love to have some of these bigger names, but if that's what's in the cards, hopefully, we'll just sort of see what happens. But yeah, I mean, I'd love to, but I like it's sort of like near and dear to my heart to have people that are climbing the ranks, like in the process of climbing the ranks whenever possible.
Definitely. So I like that. Favorite match you ever booked? Ooh.
That's really hard because there's just like so many good ones. I mean that sounds like that was sounded arrogant. Like so many great matches we've done.
Well, you've been running it for a long time, so I would think that it would be very hard to like just
It's hard
pick
to narrow it.
one, you know?
Yeah, I go for like I guess I go for like emotional like matches that felt like emotionally like they just hit in a certain way. So I have to go back to again to Ziggy Haim versus Big Calix because they shared a really special moment afterwards. And even like backstage, it was just like it was something that made me realize, again, because I've realized like time and time again, but just providing that platform and giving people the opportunity to like sort of do their art on their terms, it's very special to them. So in turn, it's special to us,
Right. What are some things you might be like looking for to like book in the future?
I just want to, I honestly just want to be consistent. You know what I mean? I just want Wrestler's Lab to be like a consistent presence and for like little by little for people to be like, wow, I should have been a part of this sooner. You know what I mean? So that's really it. Like, I just want to have a consistent product where more and more people are kind of like having their eyes open to not only us, but like the talent that we have.
Definitely. Shout out to Margaret in the chat. What's going on? I know her and you know, my best friend Brad and my goddaughter are coming this weekend, so I know they're excited. So they're watching on in. So hello guys. So you're gonna have fun. Yeah, she said cannot wait for the show Sunday. So well, awesome. Why don't we, like, you know, like, I have all the graphics in the program. I mean, we could talk a little bit more about it. And again, like, maybe, like, a fan hasn't seen anything, so we could break it out. Maybe then some find some new wrestlers on here. So let's start this. So where is it? How much are tickets? You know, what time is this? Let's start there, and then we'll go into the card.
Yeah, so we're this Sunday at the Mecca in Ridgefield Park, New Jersey. So that's 106 Bergen Avenue, Ridgefield Park. We are starting, doors will open at 2. We'll be starting at 3:00 sharp. And what else? Tickets are available on Eventbrite. So it's showabunga2.eventbrite.com. They're $15 because we're sold out of front row. So we only have general admission for $15.
You were like posting, I saw, like, you know, you were hitting like a whole bunch of goals like every week, which was pretty awesome to like see. That's got to be like a good feeling, like, you know, for as sure. a promoter, like,
yeah, especially because this is our first time at the Mecca for, it's been like over 2 years, I want to say, or maybe close to 2 years. But the last show we did was actually in Pittsburgh, over in T2C Pittsburgh, which is MV Young School. Mm-hmm. So we were all the way in Pittsburgh. You know, we had a successful show, and I feel like it was like, are people going to, you know, did they pay attention to the Pittsburgh show? Like, are they going to be excited for us to come back? So, like, to have that validating moment of like, yeah, they are excited. You know what I mean? We did something right with that last show because people are kind of showing up for this one. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome.
Awesome. The link for the tickets are in the description below. So if you still have time to buy it, I'm sure you can buy it at the door. You could walk in. Yep. So definitely check that out. And then again, you'll be on. Are you going to be live on IWTV this Sunday?
It won't be live. It will a few weeks later. I would say maybe like about 3 weeks, give or take, we will be up for free on YouTube. So just no paywall, nothing. We just want to give it to as many people as possible.
Awesome. So definitely subscribe to the the YouTube channel. Sorry about that. Good cop, bad cop's in the chat. What's going on? So he said he's up. He's going back. He's going to watch. He's going to catch up to us if we're still going live. Oh, I'm sure we'll still be live. So, all right. So I'm just going to go because I like just threw the logos in. So I'm just going to go how I have it in the program so we could like talk a little bit about the match. So Il O'Neil and Trevor Ann, like, so this is gonna be a killer match. Tell us a little bit about it.
So yeah, definitely, you know, obviously the highest the stakes can possibly get. You know, Wrestlers Lab Championship is on the line. Trevor Eon won a 14-man battle royal at the last event to become the number one contender. This is his third, and you know, who knows if this is going to be his last chance at the title. So it's two incredible performers in ring, but also two huge personalities. Like, just the energy that they both bring is so different, but they definitely both have kind of like a lock on the whole spectacle of, like, you know, as performers, they come out and like they have such big energy, very different energy, but, you know, equally big.
Definitely. Do you still taking sponsorships? Because I have the logo up that it says, you know, still like ready to.
Yeah. So Eel is sponsored by Joyful Violence, which is his name is Bear. So he's an incredible sponsor because he's got Eel. He sponsored the Outfielders and I want to say Robert Martyr. So, but Trevor Eon is still available to sponsor if anyone's interested.
Awesome. All right, let's move on. You know, we're going to talk a little bit of some tag team action. That's what I got on here. So this was exciting because it started off with, you know, Joseph A. Gabe and Angelo Carter. And, you know, they weren't revealing their partners yet. And then they revealed it, I know, on a podcast. I would have loved to do that, but I literally was in the middle of freaking, like, the surgery that I had in December. So I couldn't have, like, had them on. You know? So, but I love those two to death. So if anybody hasn't like listened, those two have been on this podcast before, so you can go check it out. If you're not aware of them, you should be aware of them, you know, like, so yeah. This, you know, I feel like this could be like such a stealer of the night here, you know. So Angelo Carter, Robert Martyr, and Joseph A. Gabe and O'Shea Edwards. This is gonna be crazy.
Yeah, it's gonna be. It's one of those things that's like I called it. I said to somebody, it's a match that you didn't know you needed until you saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So A. Game and Angelo, the sort of like frenemy relationship that they have with each other. Obviously, they came up together, they trained together, they know each other probably better than anybody else knows them. But at the same time, when you like give them the task of finding partners for themselves, and they come up with two incredible performers like O'Shea Edwards and Robert Martyr, there's so many different styles and personalities in this one match that, you know, like if you look at the graphic, you almost feel like you're looking at a four-way match, but
yeah,
it's a tag. So that it'll be interesting to see how those two units will like operate.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in the future, this has to be like a four-way.
You know? For all we know, it's going to devolve into one, you know, like maybe the egos won't be able to, you know,
yeah,
who knows?
Oh man, this is the match. I'm so here for this match. So I think I'm a little like biased here, you know, with some people, you know. All right, let's talk about this one. My girl Nomi, Gabby Forza, and Erica Lee. Love her also. This is gonna be bonkers. It's so crazy to me, right? I was there for Nomi's debut match at Creator Pro, and how far she's come since last year, getting booked at Beyond, getting booked at Limitless, like regularly booked all over the place. So this is a first time match. I know, definitely this hasn't happened. So no. I'm like, this is another match that I'm excited for.
And this is our opener, actually. So we announced that this match will open the show at 3 o'clock sharp. So make sure you're there. But yeah, Nomi is incredible, like you already referenced. You know, I think she'd probably be in very like small company in terms of like having such an enormous like first rookie year, because mm-hmm. the year's not even over yet. It hasn't even been a full calendar year, I don't think. So, you know, to imagine what she's going to do in 2025 and beyond is wild.
Yeah. So excited for this. Margaret said Kathy's going to love this match. I totally agree. I don't think Kathy's met Nomi yet, right? Or seen her wrestle yet. I'm not even sure. So, oh, Matt's in the chat. What's going on? How are you? Oh, man. So, yeah, definitely, you know, check this match out. Next one I got some more tag team action, the Outfielders and the Creeps. I love these logos, man. Like, you're a genius. Like, so promoter, graphic designer, like you do it all. So
oh, thank you.
You have to.
I'm trying.
I have to like credit that, you know, to you. So talk to us a little bit about this match.
So the Outfielders, this is their first defense of the Collaborative Championship. They won them from the Rep back in Pittsburgh. So that was like a big full circle moment for them, because when we initially crowned Collaborative Champions, it was the Rep and the Outfielders. But Weber was unfortunately injured, so he couldn't compete. Shea found a replacement partner, and together, Shea, McCoy, and Atherin Amata unfortunately could not get the job done. Mm-hmm. So the Rep ran with those titles for, I want to say, like close to a year. And then it comes full circle to us finally getting a chance to have the Rep versus the Outfielders like we initially intended. So the Outfielders got it done. So I'm happy, you know, like it's sort of like a new chapter for those titles. And the first challengers being Creeps, like I'm very excited to see, you know, how that's going to, you know, play out. Especially now that seemingly, I don't know if you've seen the drama, but seemingly Creeps have taken one of the titles. They have Shay's belt. And they'll deny it, I'm sure. But if you go and watch some of the promos that are, you know, being put on socials, it's pretty evident.
Definitely. Good Cop, Bad Cop says, Mr. Grimm is amazing. Well, let's talk about him, right? So I'm here for this one. So, you know, we got Grimm versus Trey Shaw. So this is going to be big. This is going to be a good one. So
it'll be brutal.
Yeah, it's gonna be brutal. I'm here for those hoss matches and like stuff like that. So tell us a little more.
We posted something to our story. It was like a clip from Scotty Swemba. He's our he's gonna be filming the show, but he posted a clip of Grimm hitting up 450 at Enjoy. And I think Trey, you know, knew he was getting into a brawl, but I don't think he realized he was getting into a match with somebody who has like such insane athleticism. So yeah, I think Grimm can definitely throw a curveball at you, and when you think you're getting into a full-blown brawl, like next thing you know, he's climbing up to the top rope and doing some crazy stuff. So
I'm here for all the crazy, crazy stuff here. I'm here for that. Sorry, I thought like there was another question under the thing. So another one, let's get into this Mecha Mayhem match. This is crazy. First of all, I have to say this. Like, I'm so glad like Leroy's back. You know, I love Big Game Leroy. Leroy's been he was like number two on this podcast and stuff like that. So it's just like it's so wild. And like I'm sad when he got like hurt. So I'm glad he's back. And like when you finally like announce him, it's like, yay, he's back, you know? So I'm glad he's all healed and better. But this is just, you know, excuse me, fuckery pretty much
I mean, talk about like what a way to come back. You know, like foot all the way down on the gas, not taking it easy whatsoever. That's gonna be wild.
Yeah, so I know that you announced that Travis Huckabee, who I love, you know, is not gonna be able to, you know, be in this match. So Logan Black, right, is replacing. So I love Logan Black. I haven't seen Logan Black in a while. Like, I love it. So this is just crazy.
It was pretty crazy being a 5-on-5 match as it is, but adding in the fans bring the weapons stipulation, you know, I'm nervous. I hit the send button on that tweet, you know, to announce the fans bring the weapons aspect of the match, and I was
Right.
like, it was like, oh God, am I really gonna, you know, like it was very, very nervous to do that, but I trust the fans.
What do you think that like they're gonna bring?
I mean, they're hell-bent on bringing slime because I told them they can't bring any ooze. So everyone's like trying to come up with other ways of bringing non-ooze. You know, they're like, I'll bring slime, I'll bring Nickelodeon gack. I'm like, can you please not? Like, but yeah, it should, you know, no, please, no slime or ooze or glitter. Somebody else was very upset about there being no glitter, but yeah, I think there's gonna be some wild and weird stuff for sure.
Well, the real stuff. Anybody have anything that they're bringing that you're going to the show? You know, let us know. You know, little curious here. So, but yeah, this is gonna be crazy. I mean, I don't know. Are people gonna bring food? Are people like waste the food or?
Well, I said no food except for if they're gonna bring like sausages, like the links of sausages, because that's like a TMNT reference. So combat cold cuts are totally fine. Like that, if you know what combat cold cuts are, those are on the table.
Bring some like the dog toys. Like I know I have like a pizza somewhere for my dog, you know, like a slice.
I mean, my son is bringing a whole big like Warhammer type thing. I don't know. He's like, yeah, here, give this to the wrestlers. Tell them not to break.
I'm here. Good Cop Backup says big O'Neal fan. Saw him wrestle Maryland on February 3rd. I'm here for that. John says Casey Joni kid. Okay. Yeah, so 5-on-5, crazy.
Yep, absolutely.
So I'm definitely. Danny in the chat says combat cold cuts. That's great. I
I'm
don't
really
know.
hoping. I mean, if nobody brings them, I might have to just have them myself, you know, just in case as a backup.
Bring the stuffed animals. Bring, you know, whatever. So this should be fun. I can't wait to like watch this one. So, all right, let's move on to another match. Hippie Dickie Moon versus Don't Die Miles. I love it. I know Don't Die Miles is someone that some people have been wanting me to have on the podcast, so hopefully we can make that happen soon. So again, give us a little background on this one.
So this one actually also got changed. So unfortunately, Hippy Dicky Moon is not able to compete. I got a hold of this person, this guy, named Eli Hush. So he is a mime all the way from Sweden. He's in town for this month and reached out, and I said, you know, let's make it happen. You're only here for a certain amount of time, so let's just get you on the show. So if you look up, look him up on Instagram. He's not on Twitter, but if you're on Instagram, Eli Hush with three H's at the end, and that is now Don't Die Miles' opponent for Sunday. So Eli Hush is a really interesting. Obviously, he's a mime, so like that's interesting as it is, but super like an unorthodox style. Trained under Cara Noir from Progress Wrestling. So yeah, definitely a good get for us.
Ooh, I'm excited. I've never seen him wrestle before, so I'm like really
Yeah,
curious.
I had never either, and until I got that DM, and then there was some speculation about whether or not, I think Max Zero was asking if mimes are even allowed to have social media because they're not supposed to speak. But I said typing is different from speaking, so I don't know. I don't think it counts.
Does that count, chat? Let me know. Okay. Interesting. So that should be good. So we'll see. We'll see. All right. Next match, Billie Dixon and Big Daddy Adriana. I've seen her recently. I think she wrestled Darren Hardway, which was pretty good. And who doesn't love Billie Dixon? We had the whole Mickey Mouse joke on this podcast, and I'm gonna blame good cop, bad cop for that on here.
I mean, I think a lot of people don't love Billy. He's not always the nicest.
This is true. This is true. So, again, tell us a little
Well, I mean, totally kidding. Billy's
bit.
really.
I love Billy. Shout out to him. So tell us a little bit more about this match.
It just felt like, Adriana was sort of like garnering a lot of attention, and rightfully so. I mean, she's an incredible athlete, and her presence is amazing. And I just something about it just made me feel like since Billy was calling out, he's got this like crusade going on against all things like nerdy or like geek culture. So he's like, oh, enough of this like wrestlers playing D&D or wrestlers being into anime or whatever. Like, I don't know. He went on this whole like tirade about nerdy stuff in wrestling. And I think Adriana took offense to that and is planning on, shutting him up on Sunday.
Ooh, I'm here for that. Margaret put a heart for Billy. Billy was so nice to my goddaughter and gave her his overalls. So it was just, amazing moment. Andrew in the chat, Ab says, mimes talk so much shit online.
Oh, abs.
Oh,
Leave it to abs.
we love abs, so I'm excited. Like back to the Mecha Mayhem match with abs in there. Like I'm here for it. You're gonna, hurt some hands, I think. People are gonna punch the
I
abs.
mean, think about the all the different items that could be broken across his washboard abs.
I don't know. There's a lot. There's a lot. So, Margaret, take pictures because I wanna see this. So, all right. So, last final match that I have is Akira and Shotgun Adams. So, man, Shotgun, like I know a long time, come a long way, pretty much. And
Yeah.
again, like I know my goddaughter loves Akira. So this should be really interesting in this match.
Yeah, I mean, when Akira got in touch with us and we sort of, it's like he knocked on our door and we opened the door and he said, I'm coming and I'm gonna cause some chaos. He literally was like, I vow violence at your event. And we were like, what do you mean? Like, what is that even like against who? And he's like, oh, yeah, don't worry about it. And we're like, sure, like let's just let that happen. Then Shotgun started talking a lot of smack, and I just don't know which of these two, with all the smack that they've been talking online, who's gonna, end up, eating their words. That's the thing.
So that should be good. It's gonna be hard hitting and everything. So, and perfect bridge will probably happen, like as I always say. So, is there gonna be like any surprises at this show?
Of course, yeah, of
Ooh,
course. But you can't, we can't talk about it. I gotta
no,
do
you can't. You can't give us like a little something.
that. Sometimes it's stuff that I don't even realize is gonna happen. Like I'm just there, and I'm like trying. I got my promoter hat on, and then just madness. I mean, there's a 5-on-5 Mecha Mayhem match with no rules, so who knows?
Good
We just
cop.
show up. It'll be like 15-on-15 by the time we're done.
Oh, bye. Oh my, you don't know what's gonna, what's gonna happen there. Good cop, bad cop's an up to date Billy Mickey Mouse impression. Oh boy. So that's what you got to do. That's going to be the surprise. You have to tell Billy Dixon that he has to come out and he has to do a Mickey Mouse impression.
So yeah, Billy and Adrienne are not going to wrestle each other. They're just going to try to out-impression each other, basically. I don't know if Adrienne can do impressions, so she has to let us know.
I'm here for that.
As soon as I'm done with this interview, I have to go find two podiums for them to just stand at to do impressions against each other.
Well, that won't be hard at the Mecca. I'm sure you can find that. Over there, they probably have it like in the back in the closet over there, and
in the bar or wherever. I don't know.
That'd be kind of fun to just like see them done. I can't. You guys are a hot freaking mess over there. All right. So at Wrestler's Lab, what's some goals that you have for 2024?
For 2024, I would like. Maybe it won't happen until the following year, but we can sort of work towards it. But I definitely would like to be involved in one of these sort of like weekend events or like these big multi-promotion, cross promotional weekend things. So whether it's Restival or whatever else, like something like that, I feel like the talent that has put so much work into helping the lab brand grow, mm-hmm. like they for sure deserve to have those opportunities.
Yeah, I'm like, we have like, you have like your GCW, you have your, like your collective and stuff like that. You have your multiple shows, and then like Wrestleville keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Like every year, it's a lot of wrestling. Like Pizza Party Pro. I feel like even you guys could collab, I feel like, would be,
Hey, when it's like Showabunga 3 and then we got to have the pizza for the turtles, mm-hmm. what I mean?
Or even like Interspecies, I feel like, would be like another one that would be like a good, duo. But I'm surprised that we haven't really had like, like a weekend kind of thing at the Mecca, Like, even though like technically, if you think about it, wrestling runs there all the time, right?
There hasn't been one specific like branded thing, yeah.
Right.
Maybe we gotta be the ones to do it. I've pitched this idea to people before, but if we do something like that, it'd be called the Science Fair.
Ooh.
And there you go. And everyone has to bring their, bring their presentation to the Science Fair.
Ooh, I like that. I don't know, like Steve Off. I feel like this has to be a thing at like Ridgefield because it is the Mecca and. Again, like I said, you have wrestling there pretty much every weekend. Like, that's pretty much that covers the bills, right? At Mecca is wrestling between, like, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah,
but exactly. But then you could have, like, multiple. I feel like,
They got to have their own phone line for all the wrestling promoters that call there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They can't have, like, they got one phone for the regular business and one phone for the wrestling promoters.
Yeah. Good cop, bad cop. So either you guys suddenly started talking at half speed or I'm up to date now. You're a good sport. Good cop, bad cop. So, yeah, definitely. Let's see. If you guys have any other questions, feel free, drop it into the chat. I always kind of like to end my final questions. And again, I see there's still people, so feel free. We could talk about, anything more about Wrestler's Lab that you want to like learn. What's a piece of advice that, you would give a wrestler, whether amateur, starting into the business or maybe they're trying to like get booked, at Wrestler's Lab, what's a piece of advice that you would give them?
So I just like, I would just say to continue, obviously like just work hard and make sure that you have like a body of work that's like easily accessible. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, we're down to like, we're all about different. So like different is always good in our book. And if you can do things to kind of like separate yourself from the pack and be different and present yourself in like an interesting or clever way, like that's always good.
That's good. You're such a troublemaker. Good cop, bad guy says, I think Tiffany should ask the new cereal question with three options instead of two now. I can't. You've seen like that's like the thing on this podcast now about it started with do you pour your milk in first and then your cereal, or do you put your cereal in first and then your milk?
Milk first is just psychotic. Like, no, that's unacceptable.
What was the other ones? Like, I think I started talking about that they have like a cup, like kind of like this, right? And
I
then
see.
like inside there's like a piece that like goes in it, and it would hold like the milk, and then the rest would have like the cereal. So then you're like eating it, that it comes out like together.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that I've seen it and it's genius. That's incredible. You know, whoever invented that, I don't know, deserves like a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
Oh, here it is. This is option three: dry cereal and then spoon milk into your mouth. Yeah, that was right, because he posted something and tagged me on it and said that this has to be the new question.
Yeah. So I'll admit something, like it, only because it just came up. Like my wife gets like really grossed out because I eat Oreos in a really just like, I guess according to her, a really disgusting way. So I eat the Oreo, I put the entire thing in my mouth, and then I start taking swigs of milk as the Oreo's in my mouth. So it's similar to option three for the cereal. I know that's really bizarre, but yeah.
This is just an odd like podcast
Right, yeah. Russell's lap? No, this is
now. I'm not talking about that anymore. And then Good Cop Bad Citizens of the cereal,
cereal corner.
indie cereal corner. We're no longer talking indie wrestling anymore. Sorry, no more wrestlers lab. It's just cereal, so pretty much. Was there anything I didn't cover that you would like to tell the fans about wrestlers lab?
Yeah, no, just be on the lookout for more, because we're this show is already like, as I've said online, it's already a success before we even get to the door. So we're super pumped and super excited about the way that, you know, pre-sales have gone. We're very hopeful for the future. It's, you know, myself and my brother are partners, which is like a big deal to me because it's all in the family. Like it's me and my brother, we run it together. My wife's at the door. My son's, you know, I call him the he's like the morale, like he's in charge of morale. So like, you know, it's a family affair, and it's very near and dear to my heart. Like this is my dream. So to get to do it in that way, like with the people that are closest to me, like it's everything.
So are you already like planning for your like next ones? Like,
Maybe we might have some details to drop about that on Sunday.
ooh, so stay tuned and follow the channel. So tell everybody where they could like follow you, follow Wrestler's Lab, all that stuff.
So I'm on everything. So like Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at OK Chris Ruiz. So yeah, just straight through, no underscores, none of that. Everything is probably should be Wrestler's Lab, just at Wrestler's Lab, straight through. I think there's one that might be lingering as like the full Wrestler's Laboratory, which might be either be the YouTube or the Facebook. I can never remember. But yeah, if you look up Wrestler's Laboratory, you should be able to find it pretty quickly.
Oh, and again, like all the links are in the description below, the links for the tickets. Again, a YouTube, you said in a couple of weeks it'll be up on the YouTube channel. So the Wrestler's Lab, just search Wrestler's Lab so you can subscribe to that, watch. Oh, it's like all the old shows on the YouTube, like in some
So
on IWTV.
the most recent show that we did in back in July is there in full. So like that would definitely be a cool thing to check out, so you can get like a sense of our latest offering. So that show is called 7 Years of Science. That's the one that I was telling you was in Pittsburgh. So if you want to get caught up on kind of like what's the latest stuff that we've done, definitely 7 Years of Science. And then we've got a whole catalog of old matches on there, and then a whole bunch of stuff on IWTV. So it's like two big, you know, relatively big catalogs of stuff.
That's awesome. So gear up, go check it out, go get ready for Sunday. Got that. So, oh my God, that option three for Oreos. Hot mess. I can't. You're a mess. He said, hashtag bad cop moment was following Chris at Wrestler's Lab from the MGB gram, but not the GCBC. So he just fixed that. So now you got like another follow. So, and he'll check that out and give some love. I know that there was like some other people say like loving to like learn about the promotion. I know like Zach also in the chat also had said like we wanted to hit up like promotions that we haven't hit before, and I know like I haven't had a chance to like come down, so that's definitely on my list, because that's what I said to 2024, I need to start hitting up some promotions I haven't been to. And I know like I was supposed to come to one of the promotions, one of your shows, like before COVID, and then like
Yeah.
COVID hit and I was like
No, we'll make it
mad.
happen. We'll make it happen this year.
Yes, we're gonna make that happen this year. So yeah, so go give Chris a follow, go give Wrestler Lab a follow, go give them a watch, Buy merch. There's merch for the Wrestler Lab
Yeah,
somewhere.
we have a we're on Brainbuster Tees. So if you look up our store on Brainbuster Tees, I think like from our I might have it in the link tree. I could be wrong. But yeah, if you just look up, if you Google Brainbuster Tees and Wrestler's Lab, it'll come up right away.
Yeah, I put the link tree also in the description. I think that's where I put with the merch in the description
So
for you guys.
you got like a TMNT design, an Adventure Time design, a sort of New Japan-ish design, but you have to say that really quietly. So yeah, some really cool stuff on there.
I love it. And again, like I said, like these graphics here, I'm just gonna flash them for the screen for anybody who's like watching on the video, like for you guys, so you can check it out. Again, like I'm just in awe, of what you've done. Like it's so pretty. So are you still like doing like graphics? Like if somebody wanted to hit you up for like,
Yeah, for sure.
maybe even like promotion, like are you doing anything like particular, or you're like open to,
So typically like sort of logo-ish stuff. And so I do logos for like $25. But I'm open to doing flyers for wrestling events if people are interested in that. It'll be a little bit more, but not much. It's like super reasonable prices. But yeah, just hit me up. It's okay, Chris Ruiz on all socials. So yeah, you can find me wherever.
There you go. So go give him a follow, go give him some love and all that stuff. So, well, thank you for so much for coming on here and talking to us a little bit about Wrestler's Lab. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So make sure you go follow everything, go support, go watch the shows, if you can get there. Again, the tickets are in the description below for you guys, so go buy the tickets. And yeah.
$15 general admission, no fees. We take out all those fees for you. So it's just $15 even.
Can't go wrong with that for a Sunday, if you have nothing to do and it's a 3 o'clock show, so you'll be back home before, before dark and everything like that.
Kids under 10 are free, by the way. Just throwing that out there.
Can't go wrong with that, to bring the whole family. So, well, guys, thank you so much for joining. Thanks for all your questions, all your support. I appreciate it. So, you guys know the drill. Stay safe, support independent wrestling, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a good
Thank you.
night.